This is Dr. Sivaji Nabin asking for permission. Zachary Prakash, PUKASH. Date of birth is 9/16/1999. Indicate history of dysphagia, history of GERD, history of physical esophagitis. He was treated with a Flovent and Entacort in the past. And he said he also had dilatation in the esophagus done for esophagitis last year. Patient has recurrent dysphagia. He has stopped taking the medication for his GERD and finished medication for his esophagitis. It's a Flovent was given, Entacort was given in the past. He's not taking medication this time. Traditional magazine, acidosis, and sperm cell, electrician, official blood pressure, electrocardiogram, electrocardiogram, PCG, battery, instrument, olympus, CD, digital, pressure, fibrous, and grave, patient, level, evolution, and treaty. Discovery, or carry pass, and friends, have exam, two pounds, was the last one. Examine portion of duodenum, appear duodenites, biopsy, or taking over a cilic screw, is in a tritus. Patient has a history of Crohn's disease, or biopsy, or taking a small, or Crohn's disease, cover. Scoplast brought back to the interim. No evidence of pyloric ulcer, no evidence of pyloric ulcer, pyloric stenosis, entomology, gastric biopsy, but taking the helicobacter bladder, which is inside the surface, cardiac, gastric, and obstructive scoliosis coming out. I saw diffuse triglyceride in the esophagus, so the biopsy for the mid lower distal esophagus, mid esophagus, proximal esophagus, were done in separate jar. For establishing re-diagnosis of the reasonable esophagitis to see the patient recurrent septing. I didn't see evidence of any strictures or narrowing at this time, but the patient esophagus appeared to be very diffusely spastic, but no other typical feature other than triglyceride esophagus, no other reasonable esophagitis as a pathognomic feature for reasonable esophagitis. Every pressure is no complication, finding number one. Diffuse cyclization of esophagus, but diffuse spasm of esophagus happening. I did not see everything in strictures or narrowing that need to be done at this particular time. But the biopsy of the proximal made a distal esophagus was done while using the esophagitis at this time. Number two, multiple amount of gastritis biopsy was taken to a required. Number three, multiple amount of duodenitis biopsy between a required biopsy of small intestine, biopsy of duodenum was done with a cilic screw, Crohn's disease, or even with arthritis. Recommendation away for the esophageal biopsy, depending on the biopsy comes out. If the biopsy comes out positive for esophageal esophagitis, then I'll treat it with the Entacort, 9 milligram for 1 month, 6 milligram for 1 month, followed with 3 milligram for 1 month. The 3 months taper. But if comes out negative for esophageal esophagitis, still I'm going to recommend you to have to start patient with Flovent, 220 micrograms. Gram 4 puffs twice daily for about 4 weeks, and also recommendation to have an allergy doctor evaluation for his underlying allergies. That could be the food allergy that can be contributing to infective reasonably esophagitis. Away from the stomach biopsy, positive for helicobacter pylori, we treat triple therapy. Away from small biopsy. If an allergy comes up, patient found to be is an ophelia, then certainly patient needs evaluation by the allergy MD. If the blood test comes up positive, is an ophelia. Following to the condition, please send the card to patient primary care provider. So I give the name of the allergy doctor is Aspire, A-S-P-I-R-E, Aspire Allergy in Orlando. They proceed with April 24th to 23rd. Please send the card to patient primary care provider and copy Dr. Parmesari. Patient option X. I also recommend patient to start in protonics 40 milligrams per day while he's on the Flovent, and maybe he can continue protonics afterwards, because some of the esophageal spasm that could be coming from his acid reflux contributing to spastic. If there's biopsy esophagus come negative reason with esophagitis, then recommend to have an esophageal motility study for further evaluation of his could the patient have a motility disorder, contributing factor, or diffuse spasm of the esophagus and dysphagia and nutrition. Please send the guide to patient plan to prepare a copy of Dr. Parmesari, April 24th to 23rd, April 24th to 23rd. Patient's office.